The following are Bengali bhajans by His Grace Bara Haridas Prabhu, recorded on 5th July 2008 in Oswego, United States.
Thank you. Yeah, it's not. This is a very special thing to find people that like to chant Hare Krishna. You're in a small minority on this planet right now. So it's a great privilege for me to be with you. Thank you very much. I wanted to sing one song. Does everybody still have their song sheets, or are there a few around that we can get by with? This is a song by Narottam Das Thakur. It's called Gora Pahu. I'm not sure what page it's on. Barney? It's on page 17. Gotta be specific. So, yeah. So, Narottam Das Thakur, this song is also called Akshepa, or Lamentation. And it, it's from Prarthana, or prayers, by Narottam Das Thakur. And we can feel his mood of humility here. This is the first songs in the Dainya section of Sharanagati are similar in mood to this. This is also very powerful. And as Srila Prabhupada points out, and he's talking about Krishnadas Kaviraj, who wrote the whole Chaitanya Charitamrita, is a great Vaishnava saint. He described himself as, what is it, more sinful than Jagai and Madai and lower than the worm in stool. So Prabhupada pointed out that, of course, he's not sinful. He's a very exalted person. But also, he's not just saying that. He really feels that way, that's the point. He actually feels that way, it's not just something that he's saying. So these are the sentiments of great exalted beings, this kind of humility. And it's not the same as low self-esteem. There's a difference. Well, anyway, we can read this. So he says, Gora Pahu, oh, Gora, Prabhu, O Lord Gora, Nabajiya, I did not worship you. Nabajiya Mainu. So this is his lamentation. Again, although, of course, he's a great devotee, his whole life is in service, but he feels that he's never done anything. He feels that he's never actually worshipped the Lord. Of course, he's also taking our part. Nabajiya Mainu, I never worshipped you. Prema Ratana Dana, this is very nice. This Dana is wealth. So there's this wealth of the Prema Ratana, the jewel of Prema. So this wealth of the jewel of Prema, Helaya Hrainu, I have been robbed of this Helaya by negligence. So this is a good lesson for us on the in our japa chanting, because we also have a great jewel, but often we're not attentive to this jewel of the holy name. So the treasure which is there, we don't get by our own negligence, by our own inattentiveness. So he's giving us this instruction. The jewel is given. Lord Chaitanya gave us the jewel. Srila Prabhupada gave us a jewel. And it can only be taken from us by our own negligence, not by anyone else. So he says, Adane, this Dana appears a few times in here, Dana. Well, so now he describes himself as Adane, I'm in need of wealth. I had this jewel, and I'm in need. I'm Adane. I'm in need of wealth. Jatanakori and Dana. Jatanakori Dana. And I also work night and day to get wealth. I'm engaged in getting wealth. I need it, and I'm engaged in getting it. But Teyagino, somehow or other, I've renounced or discarded this wealth. So this is the nice way he says this. And as a result, then, in other words, this next line, apana karma doshe, apani dubinu. So karma doshe means in my sinful reactions or the faults of karma. Apani dubinu means that I submerged myself in the faults of my sinful reactions. So this is also, if we're not in Krishna consciousness, then we're in some other consciousness naturally, where there's no in-between place. So, and the result of that will be karmic activity or sinful activity. So this is his statement. If we don't worship Lord Chaitanya, if we don't accept that wealth, then naturally we'll be engaged in fruitive activities. This is this is what we have. There's no other alternative. So he says, satsangachari koinu. I have avoided or given up the association of saintly persons. And asate vilas, sporting in the asat. I've asate vilas. The vilas, Krishna's pastimes are also called vilas, but this is a different kind of vilas, the asate vilas. To sport in the temporary things, or in the illusory or non-real things. So, and by doing that, te karane lagilo ye karma bandha panch. So karma bandha, again, is the bondage of karma panch. It's Prabhupada translates it as like a hangman's noose. Is that right? Yeah. So I've put the noose of karma bandha around my neck by sporting with the materialists. So this is his, actually it's coming from Narottam Das Thakur is a pretty amazing statement, but anyway, we can take it as instruction for us, that if we give up the association of devotees, then we have to find our enjoyment somewhere else, and by doing that we become entangled in fruitive activities. This is our practical experience. So Vishaya Visham Avisha. Visham Avisha is translated here as a horrible poison of Vishaya, of sense gratification. Satata Koino, I perpetually drink that, this horrible poison. We practically see that the modern society, what they find to be pleasurable and enjoyable, and what they do is actually very painful. it's very painful in existence, and they suffer from their so-called enjoyment. They get intoxicated one night. I met a man once who he was telling his story when he was a young man. He got intoxicated. I won't tell you the whole story, but as a result of that, something happened, and then as a result of that, something happened. And literally, his whole life, it was in an accident, and, just from that one incident, his whole life, for like 20 years, it was on the skids, just from one stupid thing, So, anyway, and as we try to enjoy these things, actually they burn the heart. The more the more we cultivate material desire, it's actually a burning in the heart. We want something, it's not fulfilled, and we think, oh, I'll fulfill it, and then my heart won't burn. But the heart burns more. So this is our practical example. I mean, practical experience. And example, I guess, too. how this works. So he's pointing this out. So he's saying about himself that I'm drinking this poison perpetually, and my heart is burning. But the Gaura Kirtana Rasa, this other kind of nectar that I could be drinking, of the Gaura Kirtan Ras, it's a different kind of taste, this Gaura Kirtan. Magna Nahainu. I never absorbed my consciousness in that. It's the unfortunate circumstance in our modern life that it's so easy to absorb our consciousness in so many things that simply cause us anxiety and frustration. And to absorb ourselves in kirtan, it requires a little purification, a little patience, as we were hearing earlier today. It requires a little patience to get some purification. But we should be encouraged that there is much greater nectar available, coming. It's not false advertising. But it takes a little patience and determination to go for that and to absorb our consciousness in that. So he says, Keno va acheye prana ki sukha pai. So my heart, as a result of this situation, he says, therefore my heart did not get any sukha. There is really no happiness for me. And he says, Keno na gelo Maria. And neither did I die. Amazing. I didn't get any happiness, and neither could I just leave this body. So, anyway, I'm not trying to depress anybody here. I hope you don't take it that way. But anyway, we can appreciate this, the intense longing and feelings of humility that he has to become a servant of Gauranga Mahaprabhu and to really serve him, and a kind of a lamentation that I haven't been able to. So this is the difference between this and simply being morose, is that if we're simply morose, then we give up. That's material. This isn't a moroseness or something like that. It's transcendental impetus to go deeper, to purify our hearts, to take seriously the instructions, and to chant nicely. Then from this feeling of humility, this genuine feeling of humility, comes great hope and great joy. So there's an immense difference between these feelings and the normal kind of depression that people experience these days. So Srila Prabhupada sang this song as well. Actually, I have to tell you the story. Many of you know of Jamuna, right? Whom we hear singing Govindam Mahi Purusham. Anyway, she's a very, very wonderful Vaishnavi, and if you ever get the chance to have her association, you should definitely get it. But she was serving Srila Prabhupada in Vrindavan, and this is in the early days. And many times after breakfast, just like we had breakfast, he would go into his room, and he would sit with the harmonium, and he would sing these songs, just, you know, for his own whatever meditation and like that, his own worship. And she would hear him singing, so sometimes she would just sit outside the door. And one time he rang the bell for her to come. And she came right away, and he said, "Oh, how did you get here so fast?" And she confessed, "Well, I didn't have anything I had to do, so I was just sitting outside listening to the sing." So he said, "Oh, you like these songs?" And she said, "Yes, very much." And so sometimes she would sit with him when he was singing. And one time he told her that there's nothing like the songs of Narottam Das and Bhaktivinoda Thakur. There's no songs like these. Certainly not nowadays. But he said, "There's no songs like these." He said, "These songs act like a thunderbolt on the heart." So, and in the introduction to the original songbook, he said like that, that these songs have the power to awaken bhakti, awaken devotion. So that's why we're singing them. And she said that sometimes she would see him singing the songs, and he would completely transform in ecstasy. His face would change and like that. So we shouldn't take it that learning these songs and singing these songs is like some kind of entertainment, or it is. It's a good form of entertainment. But it's also a very powerful devotional process that will help us in our advancement in Krishna consciousness, and something that Srila Prabhupada did and encouraged us to do. Hare Krishna. I'm sorry about my voice. Please try to tolerate me. So this is a nice melody. This thing. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.